The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, you hear the breaking news sounder? That means we have breaking news. Buzz Williams, again, expected to become the next Maryland head coach. That first reported by Jeff Ehrman of Inside MD Sports and quickly added to by who was it from ESPN? Pete Thamel. And AMAC, you said a six-year deal is expected. Now, Buzz Williams has been the head coach at Texas A&M for 6 years. Second-round exit in the NCAA tournament. Some people very frustrated down there. So, you know, you have to kind of expect that some people, almost like what happened with Kevin Willard, are going to be like, good riddance, don't let the door hit you in the ass, that type of thing. You know, I would say this. For Maryland, they needed a stabilizing hire. I don't think they could have gone with a first-time head coach. To go with Dwayne Simpkins or Tony Skin may have been a little bit too early, even though both have Maryland ties. But both signed contract extensions, respectively, at George Mason and American just within the last couple of days. Buzz Williams clearly looking for a change. You know the message. I mean, he's a hard-charging guy, right? That doesn't mean he's a jerk. It just means he's a kind of a relentless guy. And maybe the message wears out. Now, they were losing eight seniors at A&M. And I just read that the buyout, if this is true, because he's under contract until 2028 at A&M, the buyout is $10 million. Which seems like a lot if that's true for Maryland to pay, right? All right, Susie girl, calm down. Calm down. Just you relax. I mean, that seems like quite a chunk of change for, you know, a university that hasn't exactly always been known to be extravagant. Is the best way I could put it. I don't want to call them cheap. I don't want to say they're penny pinchers. But it's not like Maryland just throws around money for no reason. To get Buzz Williams, if that buyout is $10 million, if, not for sure. I mean, that's a little bit surprising to me. I don't know if it is to you. So, AMAC, you are you were asking a question during the break. Basically, if I understood correctly, and correct me if I'm wrong, is this an upgrade over Kevin Willard?
Yeah, in your opinion, I'm eager to hear that. Why or why not?
I think it's at least stay even. The reason why I would put it slightly as an upgrade is because of this. Buzz Williams has now coached for 6 years at a football-heavy school in football-mad Texas in, where is A&M nowadays? In the SEC, right?
Yes.
Formerly the Big 12, now in the SEC. They have a tremendously passionate following for football. Quite honestly, I don't know how passionate their following is for basketball, but I know it doesn't compare to football.
Not at all.
At Maryland, it's kind of the opposite. They have a tremendous passionate following for basketball, not as much for football, but football, of course, takes more of the resources and brings in more revenue because it's football and because of the Big Ten, so on and so forth. So the reason why I think it's probably a slight upgrade from Willard is he's already dealt with a much tougher, I'm sure, situation from a revenue share, from an expectation, from a, hey, man, how do I be a big fish at a smaller pond kind of environment, like at Texas A&M, where football is king. And, I mean, the dopey fans down there call themselves the 12th man and all this. I mean, 110,000 people go to these games. I mean, Buzz Williams has kind of toiled in sort of college basketball anonymity. You go to Maryland. He knows this. You know this. I know this. Quite honestly, I mean, we all like Mike Locksley. But there's no guarantee Mike Locksley is here long term with a new AD coming in and, quite honestly, not great success, number one. Number two, even if Mike Locksley does stay, the basketball program here at Maryland is bigger than the football program in terms of the interest, in terms of the buzz, in terms of the, no, or maybe pun intended, in terms of the fever, right? So I think it's a slight upgrade, and I think it's a good stabilizing hire. You say?
Yeah, I think it's a huge upgrade.
Really?
Like and to the points that you were saying, like, I think Buzz Williams wanted to come here. And then, you know, Kevin Willard's main gripe was, like, he never came out and said it, but he kind of alluded to it. Maybe you can say he definitively said it, that, you know, we need more resources and we don't need to worry about what's going on in the football program. More resources need to come here. And to your point, like, Texas A&M, it's not even a problem. Like, basketball, just sit in the corner and shut your mouth. This is a football school, and we are pouring money down in Texas A&M for the football program. So this is a guy that comes in and is used to kind of, I don't want to say doing more with less, because it's probably still just as good as most programs in the country at Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not going to complain about having resources taken away by a football program. Or maybe he will, but he's more used to it, is what I should say. And from all signs and purposes, from what everyone's saying, the scuttlebutt, everyone's saying he's a damn good basketball coach. So,
defensive, kind of hard charging, physical, like tough tenacity. That's what I remember out of those Virginia Tech teams and what I know of A&M as well. I don't have all the KenPom statistics just yet. I'll try and get some of that, but that's what I remember, right? Like,
yeah.
Virginia Tech was never loaded with talent. I don't think Texas A&M, like, you looked at them and go, oh my God, they have so much talent. You know?
Yeah, exactly. And they held their own this year in the SEC. So
right. This
is, I think this is a pretty good upgrade. I mean, Kevin Willard, we're kind of looking at this last year and we're giving him a lot of credit, which he deserves. He had a damn good year this year with the Terps, but I think Buzz Williams can definitely come in, and it's going to be tough this first year with everyone leaving and the transfer portal. He's going to have to get that quick turnaround, but to your point again, Buzz Williams has done well with the transfer portal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's a really good hire, and I don't think Maryland fans are too worried about Kevin Willard leaving now.
Yeah, I think you know, and there was, I mean, I know I mentioned it yesterday. I was concerned about hiring a head coach before you hire the AD, right? But maybe the interim AD is just going to be the AD. And maybe Buzz Williams was given some assurance that he'll have a say in who becomes the AD, or at least he'll be included in that mix, so that they're not hiring somebody that, for whatever reason, comes here and hates Buzz Williams or is on a completely different page. Or that Buzz Williams felt comfortable enough that said, I can work with anybody. That's kind of how I guess I'm kind of approaching it until I hear otherwise. What do you guys think? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Kevin Willard out. Of course, we knew that. Buzz Williams about to be the next head coach at at Maryland from Texas A&M. He's a Texas native, right? Wikipedia has already got it updated as a $7.6 million annual salary, and that he's the head coach at Maryland. That's interesting. They update it so quick. So here's the deal, right? So his head coaching record overall is 373 and 228, a 621 winning percentage. At A&M, his career winning percentage is 621. At A&M, it was 622. His winning percentage, 120 and 73. This year, 23-11, as AMAC just mentioned, good in the SEC, 11-7 in the conference, made it to the round of 32, right? That's 2 years in a row, second round, okay? 3 years ago, 22-23, got eliminated in the first round, NIT runner-up for the championship in 21-22. His first 2 years at A&M trying to rebuild and return around the program, and this was before heavy transfer portal and NIL, 16-14, but 10-8 in the conference. And that was the SEC, which is interesting. 8-10 the next year, that was COVID year, 2-8 only in the conference. So, again, at Virginia Tech, a 592 winning percentage, 169. 44-46 in the conference, then the ACC, or still the ACC. Much better at A&M. Again, in the conference, 56-44. During his 6 years in the SEC at Texas A&M, a higher winning percentage by, again, 622 to 592 than at Virginia Tech. Really, that's all I care about. You want to talk Marquette before that? He won nearly 67%. Of his games. This is a guy who has coached, obviously, again, at major schools, major programs, Big East, ACC, SEC, now back or to the Big Ten now. He's coached sort of in the area. Again, Blacksburg and College Park are very different. I understand that, but it's not like you don't have connections throughout the DMV area when you're the head coach at Virginia Tech and now at Maryland. This is a guy, and again, the thing that jumps out to me the most is he hasn't won a championship. He hasn't made it to the Final Four. He hasn't made it to the Elite Eight. He hasn't made it. I understand all that. But he has won consistently at a major football factory. And again, despite what you hear, that Maryland was prepared to give Kevin Willard everything he asked for. Do we know that Kevin Willard didn't ask for 50% of the revenue share? With the way Kevin Willard handled things, would anybody be surprised that he didn't ask for the moon and that some Maryland booster or some Maryland source told our guy, Coach Sheehan, that and others, but I've specifically heard it with Kevin, that Maryland was going to give him everything he asked for? We don't know that. So if Buzz Williams turns around and says, hey, man, I can get some more resources than what I got at A&M, I can be less in the shadow of the football program. This is a win-win for me. New voice. Every team changes anyway. I was going to lose 8 seniors at A&M. Obviously, the transfer portal, what's the big deal? If Gillespie and Rice and, of course, DQ is gone and Juju Reese graduated and the other kid.
Terry Queen?
No, the other guard with an S. I'm blanking on the name. I'll look it up. But anyway, my point being is Maryland, and they had a couple of their reserves and a top recruit all enter the transfer portal, right? As soon as Kevin Willard officially left. So Buzz Williams looks at it and says, well, wait a second. If I'm going to lose 8 seniors and whatever other players in the transfer portal, if I'm going to have to completely redo my Texas A&M program, and I've been here for 6 years, and there's already some growing resentment that I can't get past the second round. Why not go to Maryland, where, again, I don't have to necessarily live in the shadow of the football program? I have some connections in that area. And I can now take that next step. I'm not dealing with the monster that is A&M football. I'm dealing with Maryland football. And even though the revenue share and the money and the budget and this and that, whatever, is I'm sure not as good at Maryland as it might be for Kevin Willard at Villanova or another Big East school. For a football basketball school, everybody knows it's got a great basketball tradition, Maryland. And it's really important. Really important. And more importantly, again, when you've been somewhere 6 years, maybe the message gets stale. Maybe you need, even though everything was going to change player-wise, maybe you need a different boss. Maybe you need a different administrative staff to believe in you, to buy into you, to help you. Maybe that message was starting to fall on deaf ears at A&M. So, you know, I think this is a slight upgrade, but I think, okay. So we're just getting word. All right. So AMAC, you just sent this to me. Drabby, I think, found this first. There's a correction on the buyout. So the report that I read, which was from a Texas A&M digital publication, was $10 million. This is saying that from Adam Zagoria, who I think used to... USA Today. Okay, so here's the deal. The USA Today database had it as $14 million. But they made a mistake, according to Zagoria. And it's now $2 million prior to April 1st, which is today. $1 million after that.
Yeah, so I think the $10 million was if he got fired.
Okay. Well, and Zagoria, again, is saying in the USA Today database, it was listed at $14 million initially. So, again, the number, I thought the $10 million that I read was high. It looks very reasonable, even if it's at two. And now, again, with April 1st, it's April 1st now. I don't know if they had to pay $2 million or $1 million. That I'm not sure of. I don't care. No big difference. I mean, it's a million, but it's no big difference. We're not talking $2 million to $10 million here. So there you have it. I know we were talking football, but, you know, breaking news, we react to breaking news when it's big breaking news. And Buzz Williams is going to be the new head coach, barring some sort of snag, here at the University of Maryland. So your reaction to that on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Stay with us. All right, the Maryland Terrapins apparently have themselves a new basketball coach. It's Buzz Williams, as we've been talking about since we got the breaking news just before 2 o'clock. Apparently the buyout, not that bad. There was all sorts of numbers out there. Again, I read initially $10 million in a Texas A&M blog piece. Then there was apparently in the USA Today database, it was $14 million, but now it's being corrected to between $1 and $2 million. So looks like that will not be a problem. Maryland will have themselves a new basketball coach. What do you think? 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. 52-year-old Buzz Williams coming to College Park from Texas A&M, of course, the former Virginia Tech and Marquette head coach. Also, we were talking about Brandon Coleman moving to right tackle, at least for now, from left tackle. So if you want to mix that in, of course, you can do so as well. Let's go to Ray in Clinton first up here on the Team 980. Ray, how are you? All right, let's put Ray on hold. AMAC, if you can check on him and see if he's still around. We'll get to him if we can clear up the line. Let's go to Lou. What up, Lou? How are you?
I'm good, man. What's going on, Rooster?
What's shaking, Lou?
I have a question for you. Since the Capitals, they lost a couple games. First and foremost, I want to give a shout out to my guy Little, man. I was blanking on his name last I think it was last week when I called you, but that's my dog, man.
Yeah.
Always showing love.
Mutual love. So it's funny because, right, you got mad. Didn't you get mad at Max last week? Or no, Athen. You got mad at Athen last week for being a supporter of mine, but Little being a supporter of yours, Lou, that's okay, right?
No, I didn't get mad at Athens. I mean, look, the guy, he came at me the right way. I respect that. I respect his opinion. I respect everything he was saying. But the other dude from, I think his name was Gary or something. He was talking trash, about I shouldn't have a time on the radio, blah, blah. Like, he owned the radio. He need to shut up. He's your number one kiss-assing caller of on your show, man.
Okay. Cause
he was talking a bunch of nonsense, don't even make any sense, but it is what it is. He talking about, oh, how come they're not spending money on some of these top guys? Like, what are you talking about, man? Do you watch football? Like, man, so it's just, you know, some people just, they just don't know what they be talking about, but it is what it is. I'm going to leave that for another day. But as far as, yeah, I wanted to ask you about the Capitals, man. They've been struggling. I know since you said I don't know hockey, but do you think they run out of gas lately? Because it seemed like, you know, they pumped up all the
first of
fuel.
All, I didn't say you don't know hockey. I didn't know that you were that feverish about hockey because you,
come on,
you know,
Chris.
Because you just talk more football and you like to bust my chops.
Yeah, you know, because I was pissed off at Ted, you know, the fact that he let that coach go, and right, we've been trash for the past 5 years.
Well,
so
you haven't
why
been
would
trash.
I be...
You've made the playoffs every year.
Made the playoff and got swept.
I understand
what is
that.
I mean,
that's not trash. That's not good enough. That's not trash. But anyway, let's move beyond that. Look, I do think they've hit a little lull. I don't think they've been. People are not going to be happy when I say this. I don't think Logan Thompson has been as good as Sharp lately. And certainly their defense has contributed to that. There's no doubt about that. I was really, really disappointed giving up 7 natural goals to the Sabres. Now, the Sabres are a team that has always given them problems. They are a speed, open, you know, high-flying transition team. There are other teams like that that have given the Capitals trouble, i.e. Carolina tomorrow night and regularly. Ottawa has given them some, you know, but the Sabres, as bad as they've been, for whatever reason, have given them problems. And is that a bad sign? It could be. I'd like to think over a 7-game series that they would make adjustments, but they have not been good against those type of high-flying, high-skill, high-speed, take-chances type, and that's the Sabres' problem. They're not good defensively or really in goal, so they're not a good team, but if you get a team that gets a hot goaltender and can do something defensively and still has speed and transition and skill, yeah, you could be in trouble. Absolutely. Whether it's the first round, second round, that I don't know.
Okay.
Ottawa, if Ottawa's the matchup in the first round, I think Ottawa could give them some trouble. Yes, I do.
Well, you know, I don't want that 2009 type of, you know, dilemma again, right? Because
real quickly, go back to what we were talking about. Brandon Coleman at right tackle, yay or nay?
You know, if that's what's best for the team, I think, you know, I mean, plus, you know, he's in the second year, so he can't, you know, he's not going to have what, you know, what role he should play. And
right. No, I want your opinion. I want your opinion. Do you like it or do you not like it?
I like the move because you already got Laremy Tunsil on the left side. So
That wasn't the question, that he was going to stay at left tackle. It was just whether it was going to be guard or tackle. All right, and then one last one for you. I know you're not a Maryland guy, but do you care at all about the move?
To be honest,
no, doesn't sound.
I prefer, you know, people that, you know, that have been around this team and the university, like, you know, Juan Dixon or Blake or some of these guys.
But those guys aren't. But the problem is that, you know, I appreciate Lou. Those guys aren't coaches. You know, Steve Blake wanted the job. He coached 2 years as like an assistant. I mean, you know, you can't hire. I mean, the UConn head coach was the assistant head coach was mentioned. He'd never been a head coach. at any kind of major program. You can't take that chance if you're Maryland. Like, Buzz Williams might not work out, but you can't take the chance that somebody completely in over his head. At least you know one thing about Buzz. His style might be relentlessly boring at times. But they're going to play defense. They're going to hustle. They're going to give you effort. And he's not going to be overmatched. He's not going to be a clueless babe in the woods. You know that. Whether he could take you past the Sweet 16, that is the question. That's the question. All right, some more on Buzz Williams coming up. More of your calls. 301-230-0980. I found some KenPom ratings on Texas A&M. We'll get that for you. All right, so as we mentioned, the top story today, Maryland has, they haven't made it official yet, but hired Buzz Williams to be their next head coach in the process of finalizing what is said to be a six-year contract. Jeff Ehrman of Inside MD Sports First on it, as well the Baltimore Sun, and then ESPN joining the fray. He replaces Kevin Willard, who, of course, left over the weekend for the Villanova job. Williams, of course, has been at Texas A&M the last 6 years, second round of the NCAA tournament, a 621 winning percentage, a 622 winning percentage at Texas A&M, but did never make it past the round of 32. There was at Virginia Tech before that, where he had a 592 winning percentage in 5 years. So Buzz Williams coming to College Park to be the Maryland Terrapins' new head coach. Meanwhile, the Commanders' head coach, Dan Quinn, spoke this morning to the media at the NFL owners' meetings, and he confirmed what we opened the show with. Brandon Coleman's going to move over to the right side. Wouldn't get specific as to tackle or guard, but it is believed to be right tackle in terms of where Coleman will at least start, and then they will figure out the rest from there. Meanwhile, Art Rooney, the owner of the Steelers, said there's positive signs as to whether or not Aaron Rodgers will join the Pittsburgh Steelers. The NFL approving digital technology to measure every first down. The chain gang will still be a part of the NFL landscape, but just as a backup. Also, the touchback on kickoff rule was enacted to the 35-yard line. Tabled was the tush push. May come back for presentation in May. And that's what's trending. Sometimes we have to say that about people. How about Lou talking Capitals? When we were talking about, and I love the Capitals, and they're on the radio tonight, right here on the Team 980, 6:45. But Lou wanted to do the Lou show instead of doing this show. And see, I'm such a nice guy. Others would hang up immediately. I wanted to give Lou a chance to work himself out of it and talk about like what we were actually talking about. That's how it kind of works. You know, I set the menu. And you guys sit down at the table, and you're supposed to grab your fork and knife like good little boys and girls, and you're supposed to eat and not chew with your mouth open and not dribble all over yourself. Instead, Lou dribbled all over himself. He wanted to do the Lou show. So, yeah. As far as, again, the buyout, again, there was initial wrong reporting. So we'll just leave it at that. I mean, we've seen $14 million apparently in the USA Today database, $10 million based on one report from College Station. Now between $1 and $2 million is what we're hearing. Apparently going to be a press conference already set for tomorrow. So we will see where that all goes and what time that is and, what we will do in terms of coverage. But Buzz Williams is the head coach at Maryland. So, I wish I could say this is, you know, you guys should know me by now. I am not one that thinks coaching just you drop a coach in off the UFL, he snaps his finger and everything goes great. And they deserve all the credit. That's not how I approach things. It's a player's world, right? You can do all the great coaching you want, all the great X's and O's, all the great teaching. You have to have players that execute. And that will obviously be Buzz Williams' greatest challenge, right? I mean, that will be his greatest challenge because he's lost everybody now. But it's a clean slate. It's a clean message. And as I look at Maryland's official Twitter, at Terrapin Hoops, they have officially announced that Buzz Williams will be the next head coach. So, again, not that there was any surprise in that, but this has all come together pretty quickly. Noon tomorrow. For the press conference for Buzz Williams. So, again, getting it done, and I assume he'll start right away and, you know, all that stuff because they've got to get heavily. Now, listen, he's been in the portal as a head coach of A&M. So he's more than familiar with who's out there. Whether he can convince them to now come to Maryland as opposed to A&M or, you know, how much that changes, I don't know. But here's what Maryland said real quickly. Finding the right person to lead Maryland men's basketball was critical to the continued success of our program, both on and off the court. With an exemplary record of competitive success and demonstrated commitment to providing leadership and development to our student athletes, Coach Buzz Williams is the ideal coach to lead us forward. We could not be more thrilled to welcome him to College Park. That's from President Daryl J. Pines. You know, of course he's going to say that, and of course he's going to do that. But here's the thing. I don't remember Buzz Williams being in any major controversies. I don't know if you do, AMAC, but I don't. Recruiting, any shady kind of behavior, I don't remember. I mean, you know, maybe there is that I don't know about. But, you know, and by the way, you're not taking a coach that won 18 games this year. Or 17 games this year. I'm taking a coach, yes, he has not advanced to the Sweet 16. Got it. I understand. But they were a top 10 team at some point during the year. And I don't want to say he makes the tournament every year, but he makes the tournament plenty of times. Now he's got to get over that hump. Got to get over that hump. Postseason 13 times in his 17 years as a head coach, 11 NCAA tournament, 2 NIT. He was in the Sweet 16 three times at Marquette and once in the Elite Eight. My bad. I missed that so long ago that, you know, I missed that. So, all right, at A&M, I should rephrase it. At A&M, he didn't get to the Sweet 16. How about that? That's better phrased. At A&M, he did not get to the Sweet 16. He did in his final year at Virginia Tech. And he did 3 years at Marquette, his final, not his final 3 years. 2010 through 2013, he made the Sweet 16 3 years and the Elite Eight 1 year. So my bad. Kind of going, you know, off the cuff here. But my point being is, Buzz Williams, okay, he didn't make the Sweet 16 at A&M. Some people are going to knock him for that. Some people are going to, you know, question that. It's fair. But I think this is a slight upgrade over Willard. From the standpoint of, again, Willard did not want to deal with what you have to deal with. Buzz Williams is coming from a football factory where they care about football, and then maybe the A&M basketball program. Very different story here. All right, let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Pete and Laurel next up. What's up, Pete? How are you?
Hey, man, how you doing?
All right, Pete, what's going on?
Listen, man, in terms of your boy Coleman going over I think whatever they do, especially when Cosby comes back, will be a better line than we've had in quite some time. I just hope that they get a running back that can go 99 yards. So when Jaden does all those ball fakes and stuff, they have to account for him. I like that boy from Ohio State. But anyway,
that being said,
I love that dude. That dude can giddy up. He would be perfect. He also picks up blitzes very, very well. I wouldn't be mad if they take him at 29, to be honest with you. Just the threat of him being back there is going to help Jaden out a lot, along with the offensive line. But that being said, Coleman can go on the other side. I just think our offensive line will be better than it has been a long time wherever they put him, especially when Cosby comes back. But in terms of buzz, man, first of all, I want to say I was concerned, and I'm glad that they did it quick because the transfer portal is available, recruits. I'm saying, man, they're really – I hope they're not really dragging their feet because we got to get somebody in here. I almost didn't care who it was the first year because I didn't want to lose, you know, the edge of recruiting at the transfer portal. But that being said, Buzz is more accomplished than Willard is. Willard's a good coach. I'm not here to dog him out, but he's not going into the Hall of Fame of coaches. So by him leaving, yeah, whatever. Thank you. You did pretty well with us. But he's not all that in a bag of chips, man, at all. So Buzz is a better. I'm glad you went down the list. He's more accomplished. And the guy's pretty good. I think it's a slight upgrade from Willard, too.
Yeah.
Plus, this is just me personally. I'm not speaking for anybody but me. This is just me talking. I like the way Buzz carries himself more than I like the way Kevin says. Kevin seems like he wants to say anything out of his mouth at any time, as long as he feels that way. He's showing no regard for Maryland, no regard for the fans, no regard for his team during the playoffs or during the tournament. Concentrate on it. They'll say differently, but just is just me. You just don't do those things, especially when you're getting paid millions of dollars or however much he was getting paid. He was able to take care of himself and his lovely family.
Yep.
But you're getting paid good money, and then you're just doing a university like that.
Yeah.
I can't get down like that, Rooster.
No, I got you. I got you. Strong call, Pete. Thank you. I appreciate it. I got to let you run so we can get one more in here. Chick Hernandez is going to join us from the NFL owners' meetings in Palm Beach. He also is a Maryland alum, WUSA 9, did the Commanders games during the preseason. So he'll join us in about 15 minutes or so on the other side of 3 o'clock as we get his perspective on Buzz Williams and everything going on at the NFL owners' meetings. Let's go to Aaron in D.C. next up. What's up, Aaron? How are you?
Hey, Chris. I'm doing good. So I like Coleman going over to the right side of the line. And if we can try to pick up a potentially another tackle or a guard in the draft, I think that will be good too. I think there's a lot to learn from what Philadelphia did this year by taking big guys that were traditionally tackles and bumping them into guard and just really dominating and blowing people off the ball. I want Daniels to have a lot more protection this year, so that's why I'm making that recommendation. And with the Caps, you know, it seems like we have had trouble with teams that are out there and able to do kind of like a fast break version in hockey, getting up the ice and trying to put a lot of shots on goal.
With speed transition.
I think in the coming years, we're going to need to be able to get some more explosive hockey players. I feel like we're a little bit slower than some of the teams we've been playing, and I'm excited about all the stuff Ovechkin's doing. So, thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Thank you, Aaron. And by the way, I love talking about the Caps. I was only yelling at Lou because Lou wanted to talk only about the Caps. And by the way, the Caps and the Bruins tonight, right here on the Team 980, starting at 6:45. So you can hear the game tonight on the Odyssey app, Team 980, all throughout the DMV, John Walton on the call, so on and so forth. Tonight, 6:45. Aaron's point is a good one. I found it interesting. Spencer Carberry told us in the media on Sunday and evening when his team plays a team like the Sabres with skill and transition, they give up 7 natural goals, 8 overall, 1 empty netter. They tend to try and adopt a playing style closer to their opponent in that case, and they get reckless and they make mistakes. It's going to be really interesting to see, again, over the course of a seven-game series, if they play one of those opponents with speed and transition. And let's face it, I mean, if you don't have speed and transition skills, you're probably not going to win a lot of games in today's NHL, but real speed and transition. If they can make adjustments from game to game to game to game. And I do worry a little bit about that. And they have turned over the roster quite a bit and gotten younger. And Ryan Leonard obviously makes his debut tonight. But yeah, that is a little bit of a concern. All right, let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back. Dr. Sabal, join us on the other side real quickly. And then we'll get to Chick Hernandez on the other side of 3 o'clock. Again, he a Maryland Terp. And he'll weigh in on Buzz Williams and Kevin Willard's departure, and also from the NFL owners' meetings in Palm Beach, Florida, on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Yeah, thank you, Cody Rhodes. Indeed, here's what we're talking about. Buzz Williams is the new head coach of the Maryland Terrapins. School making that official. Press conference tomorrow at noon. As well, Brandon Coleman, a right tackle. Alex Ovechkin of the Caps play tonight, right here on the Team 980, 6:45 against the Boston Bruins and the Odyssey app. Let's say hello to Dr. Sabah before we get to Chick Hernandez on the other side of three. Hello, Doc. How are you?
Hey there. Long time no talk, but I just wanted to
I heard you on the Junkies yesterday morning.
Yeah.
And I was
I got the urge to get talking about a girl calling. Yeah. Like, oh, my God. Yeah, maybe I should just chime in. I was kind of in between things, so I thought I'll sneak one in. So, anyhow. So, okay, listen. What was I going to say? Oh, Buzz Williams. I think he's much better than whatever that guy y'all had. He just caught lightning in a bottle. And the minute I knew he wasn't a coach that I kind of liked was when the player said the best thing they liked about Willard was, he pays me. I'm sorry. I know that's the new way, but I don't think that's a good way to run a program long term. So I think you guys are going to be better off with Buzz Williams. I wish he'd come to Carolina because I'm not a Hubert Davis fan. Cause he's big time, you know. He's opposite the other way. He don't want to pay nobody.
Yeah.
He's too extreme the other way. So that's a little upsetting for as a Tar Heel fan. I think you guys are going to be better than us next year, most likely. And about the hockey thing, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to see him break the record unless he gets maybe four goals tonight. Do you see that happening?
I don't see that happening. But could he? Yeah, could he have a hat trick tonight? Hell yeah! I meant to get. Yeah, I meant to get back to you. I'm not going to be able to make it down.
But it's just really hard on a Wednesday night.
But I appreciate the offer. It's very kind of you. And if I'm being honest, I love you, Doc, but I'm sort of hoping he doesn't break it tomorrow night because
I
would regret that forever.
You get a chance. I know. Maybe you can see it happening in D.C.
I know. Friday.
I don't know. It's going to be tough,
Friday
but
night.
At least I can say I saw the guy who eventually broke the record.
Yeah.
At least I can say that. And we'll have a good time.
You know, I covered my first Caps game as a member of the media in 5 years on Sunday. I had not covered the team as a member of the media since COVID. I was in the locker room, of course, on Sunday, and I told my daughter, today on the way in, I said, Dad was, so close to Alex Ovechkin, I could have basically been sitting on his lap. And she goes, ew, Dad.
Yeah.
I said, you know what I'm trying. But, I mean, like, still so approachable. I don't think he's going to change I don't think he's going to change for one second once he breaks this record. And then the next thing will be 900, and the next thing will be a second Stanley Cup.
Retire. He'll retire after he breaks the record, don't you think? He's not going to keep going.
He'll play next year. I'd be very surprised if he doesn't play next year. Next year is it, though.
Well, anyway, I just want to shout out to you, and I think you guys are okay with Buzz Williams, and go Canes.
There you go. I appreciate you. Have fun tomorrow night.
Make sure you take pictures, okay?
All right. That is the great Dr. Sabah. We appreciate her. Mr. Chick. Chick Hernandez, WUSA9, coming up from the owners' meetings in Palm Beach. Also, he a Terp. He'll weigh in on Buzz Williams on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.